The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this episode of Life Today, throughout the world, there are such extreme conditions that words cannot express the hardships that families must endure. Unprecedented drought is one of the realities that causes children to make choices that you and I could never imagine having to make. Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson, Betty, and I'm thrilled to share this time with you. You know, if you watch Life Today, you're going to meet many wonderful Christians that you have, heard about. They may be ministers or leaders or people that have communicated with millions of people and who have written books that have blessed people beyond measure. And then you meet many people that you've never even heard of, and you would say they seem to be quite ordinary people, but God is extraordinary in their lives. And if you watch, you know that we always impress upon your minds and your hearts the beauty and the value and the benefit and the blessing of giving to bless others. Not just giving to get blessed, but giving to bless, because it not only blesses the person, but it blesses you to do it. I want you to listen to the words of Paul talking to the Philippian Christians in the New Testament who saw his need as a missionary and cared enough to be involved. Now, Betty, this is what I see, and this is what I feel like I could say to our viewers, what Paul was saying to the Philippian Christians. As a matter of fact, we at one time even referred to people who made a special gift to help us with some mission outreach as Philippian partners. They were Philippian Christian givers because they had the spirit that was upon the Philippian Christians. Listen to what Paul says in the fourth chapter. I praise the Lord that you are concerned about me again. In other words, you haven't just been before concerned enough to be involved, but you are again concerned about me. I know you have always been concerned for me, but you didn't have the chance to help me. Not that I was ever in need, for I have learned how to be content with whatever I have. I have contentment if I don't even have much of anything, Paul said. I know exactly the next verse. I know how to live on almost nothing or with everything. I have learned the secret of living in every situation, whether it is with a full stomach or empty, with plenty or with little. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Even so, you've done well to share with me in my present difficulty, in the challenge that Paul, the great missionary, was facing. As you know, now boy, get this is very, very personal. And oftentimes, I think I could say this of certain viewers who are watching. As you know, you Philippians were the only ones who gave me financial help when I first brought you the good news and then traveled from Macedonia. No other church did this. Even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent help more than once. And I don't say this, I'm not expressing this gratitude or praise because I want a gift, but rather I want you to receive a reward for your kindness. The benefit, the blessing of God for blessing others. Paul said, I want that for you. Now, Betty, you and I have been married 51 years. As teenagers, when we were dating and when we first married, God put it on our heart to give. To help others. It was just a part of our life. Do you think that we've been rewarded and blessed because of that? Do you think that there's been a blessing in being a blessing?
Absolutely. Over and over again, James, because it is such a joy to be able to give, and then you see what your gift has done. And I believe that Life Outreach has shown you what has been able to be accomplished and the people and the children that we've been able to help through your giving. We have shown you the results of it. And so here again, we have an opportunity, all of us together, to reach out and to give the gift of water fresh, clean water to children and families that have never experienced it, and for parents that want to see their children grow up but may not because of the diseased water that they only have a source of water to go to. They have that water. Parents must know when they give their children that water, they can just look at it and see, this is not good. This will not be good for my child, but they have to have water to even survive. So let's join together again, and we'll keep asking again and again because it works. It helps to save lives.
And the reason they're giving them that water is because literally they have no choice. But here's the thing you need to understand. We do have a choice. Mm-hmm. We can give them a choice. We can give them a clean water source. Now, this year, we've targeted, because the missionaries have directed us to the area of need, we've targeted 500 areas. In most of these areas, there's already a knowledge of the fact that water can be reached. It's not unreachable. It's not impossible. We have to go where we know it can be done, and the missionaries help us find that. So 500 areas in 20 countries. Right now, we've got a real crisis in Angola where we're going to have to complete 68 wells because of the drought, or we are literally going to have thousands and thousands of people dying in the next months. But we can give them the water if we join together. And God's even given us a miracle to be able to do that, in that He's given us some friends who say, if you will help with those 68 wells, we are going to match whatever you give toward that. It's that critical. And God raises up people like this. This is kind of like a special band of Philippian Christians who said, we see the need, and we'll say to everyone watching Life Today, we'll match what you do if you'll help in that area. Now, we oftentimes refer to you as real mission outreach partners, as missionaries yourselves, because that's what the missionaries say of you. Tammy Trent, in our opinion, is a missionary. Now, most of you know her husband was a swimmer, like almost professional swimmer. And yet he drowned. And they had not been married long. And he was a very handsome and a very strong man. She lost her husband. But you know what Tammy's become? She's become one of the greatest ambassadors for water and for life on this planet. I want you to listen to her relate on the mission field and see if God doesn't speak to your heart about being like the Philippian Christians and really learning what Paul said in the book of Acts, that Jesus told us it's more blessed to give than to receive. Giving is, in essence, receiving. You receive the blessing of blessing others. And God does reward us in ways beyond our ability to even comprehend. Listen to the heart of God expressed through Tammy, a real missionary.
Having the chance to sit around the edge of the water with Jennifer, and you know, she's young, so there's not a whole lot that she understands in life yet. But the one thing she understands is that this source of water is making her sick. When you keep coming into different places and seeing something as simple as water, and knowing that there's nothing she's done to deserve something like this, this kind of backdrop in her life. This is her only choice, is to come to these water sources every day and drink from them. The water is contaminated. It's filled with parasites and disease. And I think it grips me at the thought of drinking water like that, putting that into their tiny little bodies. But there is hope. We know how to come into these places that are out in the middle of nowhere and drill them a water well that will produce life-giving water. Wouldn't that be incredible? Something so wonderful, like water. When you drink it every day, Jennifer, you know that it'll give life to your little body. It'll make you well. That's my hope and that's my prayer, is that you would somehow catch the vision that we have and want to partner with us in that. So this is our opportunity to make a difference in the life of Jennifer and hundreds of other people in this village who have nothing.
Well, and not only there, Tammy, but in 500 different areas in 20 nations. And as I mentioned a moment ago, we have a specific need in Angola because of one of the worst droughts in history to drill 68 wells. But here's the miracle. And it really is a miracle. I find myself amazed at how God touches hearts and people respond in incredible fashion, with compassion and with, for some, perhaps sacrificial giving. But we have literally a $326,000 challenge gift for 68 wells in Angola. Now think about this. $4,800 is what it costs to drill a well. That's the average cost. If you could make a gift like that, you'd actually be giving two wells in that area. It's amazing. $2,400, it'd be matched. We got a well. Is there a level at which you could step up right now and say, I'm going to help you? But then keep this in mind. A gift of $48 will literally provide 10 people water the rest of their life. A gift of $144, 30 people water the rest of their life. As it relates to Angola, that'll be doubled. 10 to 20, 30 to 60. There's a level at which you can participate. And then, Betty, we've got the beautiful gifts. I especially love the Children at the Well book. This will inspire your grandchildren or your children or some other child to really look at others. It's really neat the way this is laid out. Our oldest granddaughter wrote the book, and she wrote it because she has a mission heart. But she loves children. She's just gotten married. Pretty soon she'll have children of her own, I'm sure. I know she and her husband are anxious for that to be the case. They want to be parents.
And I think this is so good, James. If you want your children to, at a very young age, learn what it is to be have a giving heart, to learn to want to share with others, and what it means to have clean water for all children, and to let them know and have that chance to start having a giving heart. That can happen at a young age. James, I know one of our oldest grandson, even at a very young age, he heard what we were saying about helping the children and giving them fresh water and food and anything to help the children. And he said, you ask him, how are we going to do it? And he said, we're going to give. Mm-hmm. And so you can teach them at a very young age. This is such a neat book. You can go along and they can feel the surface of the different scenes in the book and know that it's true truth about how the need of water is for our own lives and for these little children. And they'll just get such fun out of it and such a joy. Here's a cow. You get to feel that with their little fingers. And, you know, children, they like that. They like to feel like they're right there in the scenes with the other children. And so please, this will be a blessing to a mother and her children, or a grandmother as she wants time with her grandchildren, or to just have displayed out on your table for friends that come to the house and you say, oh, we'll let their children look at this book. They'll like it. So please help us as you give. We'll give this to you to be a joy to your home and your family.
You know, one of the ways that we're getting back for giving water is that our grandchildren, just like the granddaughter that wrote this, she wanted to inspire children to do what she was inspired to do as a child, what she's been inspired to do since she went to the mission field, even when she was only 9 years old. And that mission heart is there. So when you become a giver, it multiplies in the hearts of others you love. We're sending you gifts to bless you. And we're asking you right now, if you would, to go online, lifetoday.org, or dial the number that you see on the screen. Take your bank card, please. Use it like a check. If you give $48 or $144, know that it can be doubled for Angola, knowing that it's going to make a difference in so many lives. And if there's any way you can give a portion of a well or give a well, we're confident you're going to do it. And we're going to send you gifts to say thank you for giving the greatest gift, the gift of life, water for life, but we're going to point them to the water of life. And we believe they're going to come to know Jesus and love Him with the love you're expressing. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, children of all ages are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or face death from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. With your gift today, you can help establish and drill new water wells for those in need, impacting over 20 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. And now, because of a miracle opportunity of a matching gift of over $326,000 for 68 new wells targeted in drought-stricken Angola, your gift can be doubled. With your gift, be sure to request the new Children at the Well interactive book to help your little ones understand the blessing of clean water, as well as the Women at the Well daily devotional with 32 refreshing devotionals for your quiet time. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this beautiful leather journal to help capture your personal times with God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
There are certain stories which must be told. They must be told because something must be done. Scenes which scream for intervention. The desperation that Angola's drought has created for Dominguez is one of them. But desperation is not a word which can adequately describe her circumstances. In fact, we are finding that no words can. We cannot sufficiently describe the need of Dominguez's small family. We simply must show you. You may not fully understand the nature or effects of waterborne diseases, but you probably understand that these children will not survive much longer with this as their only water. Something must be done.
Indescribable, almost impossible to imagine that a child or any person would go to the extreme, the difficulty to walk to that filthy place, take a little cup, and drink that nasty water. It's almost like sewage. And yet it's all they've got. Now just picture for a moment. In my mind right now, I'm seeing little children happy. I'm seeing them jumping up and down. I'm seeing the joy in their lives like you would see at children who went to some entertainment park. As a matter of fact, greater joy, just over having fresh, clean water. Do you know that many times when we go back to an area where we've drilled a well, it's like the missionaries and the people in the village will let them know that the people who gave them the well are coming, and they're going to get to play in the water that day, because they don't get to play in it all the time. But when the people who gave it to them come, they just want to splash it all over themselves. It's like they've got a party with water. It takes that scene of death and misery, and it turns it into joy unspeakable, full of glory, as Paul put it. And that is exactly what we're doing. And I want to say to you, I wish I could reach out and take your hands and just look right into your eyes and tell you how much your love expressed through the outreaches of life means to us, to the missionaries, to people all over the world, but especially to those who are in desperate need. You know, it's one thing to talk about love. It's another thing to freely demonstrate it. Jesus said, out of our innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. That's life. That's love, flowing freely. We've never felt like we have to coerce you or try to manipulate you, the viewers, into giving. We have found that if we show you a legitimate need and we make it clear that we can do something about it that's effective, and that when we do that, we will continue to teach and bless and inspire those children and their families. You are anxious to do it. You find it a privilege. You find it just like those Christians in Philippi. You find it a blessing to give again and again to the great missionary outreach of the greatest missionary of all time, the Apostle Paul. But that's an example of what we do together. And right now, if you dial that number that you see there on the screen, it is a lifeline, always a prayer line for you. And I've said this, and it's true, even today, while we're pointing to the need for water, 70 to 80% of the calls that come in will be for prayer. Someone with a broken heart, with a deep personal need. And yes, love will pay for that call. It's an 800 number. Because we care, because you care. But Water for Life, we're asking you today to give it. Remember this, as it relates to Angola, the 68 wells that are desperately needed there to stop a tremendous plague of death because of a drought, we're going to be able to drill those wells, and we've had a matching gift challenge of over $320,000 to match. If you give a well, we'll have two. Your gift of $4,800 is immediately doubled. Your gift of $2,400 becomes a well. $48, not just 10 people Water for Life now, but 20. You give $144, not 30, now 60. Would you please make the gift God put on your heart? Please do it. Lifetoday.org. Use your bank card. Dial the number there. Use your bank card, like a check. If you write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us you're mailing it. We have to know so we can let the missionaries know, yes, water's coming to your area. Your prayers are answered. A miracle has occurred, and you're the one that releases the miracle. A miracle of love and life. Thank you for doing it.
Every day, children of all ages are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease, or face death from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. With your gift today, you can help establish and drill new water wells for those in need, impacting over 20 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10 people. $72 will impact 15 people. And $144 will help provide fresh, clean, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. And now, because of a miracle opportunity of a matching gift of over $326,000 for 68 new wells targeted in drought-stricken Angola, your gift can be doubled. With your gift, be sure to request the new Children at the Well interactive book to help your little ones understand the blessing of clean water, as well as the Women at the Well daily devotional with 32 refreshing devotionals for your quiet time. With your gift of $100 or more, you may also request this beautiful leather journal to help capture your personal times with God. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our commemorative sculptured glass statue, The Blessing. Please call, write, or make your secure gift online today.
This is Dauphine. She lives in Madagascar and doesn't have access to clean water. Last year, a stay-at-home mom in Texas almost picked up the phone to help support a new water well in Dauphine's village. This is Rosa. She lives in a tiny village in Central America. Rosa and her children drink water that looks like this. A couple of months ago, a small business owner in the Midwest almost mailed in a check to drill a clean water well near Rosa's house. This is Vaughn. He's from Cambodia, and he's watched his grandchildren suffer from the effects of a waterborne illness. Last week, a Sunday school class in a large church talked about doing a fundraiser to help ease the pain in Vaughn's family. Dauphine's son almost made it to his 5th birthday. Rosa's baby almost made it through the night. Vaughn's grandchild was almost well enough to leave the clinic. We can do better then almost. Clean water changes everything.
You know, statistics say that hundreds of thousands of children die every year because of contaminated water. And you know what I've learned through all these trips and traveling? That there's an incredible solution. There's a solution to that very problem. We could come into this village, into this community, and we could drill them a well where these precious children will have fresh, clean water, water that brings life to them rather than producing death in them. And the thing is, that's where you come in. That's where I need you. That's where I need your help to partner with us. See, we have all the means to come in, even into this village, and drill them a well. We have it all laid out. We've got the passion, we've got the plan, we have the equipment, we have the people. We just don't always have the funds to do it. This might be your opportunity today to be a part of something really big, to be a part of a huge future for not just one child, but for many children, for generations to come. Please don't hesitate. Please go to your phone and do whatever you can today. Whatever you can do will make a huge difference.
I want you to remember that not only are we sending the children's book and the devotional book, Women at the Well, and the journal, but also if you'll make a gift of $1,200 or more, our Give a Well, we're sending the beautiful glass sculpture. It reflects whatever light, wherever you put it, and it becomes an inspiration to people to be a blessing because you have been. And Betty and I say thank you in behalf of every child and every person that you became the miracle they longed for. The miracle that gave them hope and life and a future. Thank you so much for your gift. Thank you for being an encourager to Betty and to me. The expressions of love that you extend to us and our family, your prayers for our family, it means more than we can ever adequately express. And we say thank you. And above all things, thank you for helping us share Jesus and His love, not just in word, but in deed. Thank you so much.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.